Part 1. Chapter 1. Lecture 5. Exercise.
Question 1. During the last thunderstorm, I noticed several leaks in my bedroom ceiling, and they really caused a mess.
Maybe you have some broken tiles. I have the phone number of a good roofing company that could do a good repair job for you at a reasonable price.
What can we conclude from this conversation?
Question 2. You're looking a little overwhelmed.
Exactly. You know, I've got thousands of things to do, and all of them have to be completed today.
What does the woman mean? Question 3. Have you run up against any problems in getting your passport renewed?
I haven't started applying yet.
What do we know from the conversation?
Question 4. How did you do on the maths exam, John?
I barely made it. It was just a passing score, but better than I had expected.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 5. I'm sorry I wasn't able to attend the lecture last Monday. I learned it was quite a success.
Well, you can make it up. Another presentation on the same topic is scheduled for the same time next Monday.
What do we learn from this conversation? Question 6. How are their talks going on? Have they reached any agreement?
They only seem to have agreed to set another date for further talks.
What can we infer from the conversation? Question 7. You know, the Browns have invested all their money in stocks.
They may think that's a wise move, but that's the last thing I'd do.
What's the man's opinion about the Browns' investment? Question 8. John told me he had got a second-hand car. Do you know how much he paid for it?
Well, he said he paid $800 for it. I think he got a real bargain.
What does the man think of the price of the car? Question 9. I intend to buy some fruit for the children. These apples and pears seem to be in season. I'll get 2 dozen of each.
I hope they are as good as they look.
What does the man mean? Question 10. I read in the newspaper that the novel you are reading is excellent.
I've also read some negative reviews.
What can be learned from the conversation?